every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. They're doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
All right, a good evening and welcome aboard. It is another edition, Sports Overnight America, across the country and around the globe. I'm Marty Terrell. Thanks for tuning in along with Dominic Jimenez as we will talk the world of sports. And I'm going to narrow it down. We're going to do a lot of weeding. We're going to do a lot of paring down today is what we're going to do. Baseball is taking care of itself, and home field has been absolutely nothing. But let's see if maybe Seattle says, we're going to take advantage of home field tonight and take care of Toronto. Must-win situation. Shane Bieber goes to the slab tonight for the Blue Jays. George Kirby, who has been really, really impressive, but he's good for about six, and then that bullpen will come in, and we'll see how it goes, and let's see if, Raleigh and J-Rod and, Polanco and company can keep it rolling, because the Mariners just seem like a team of destiny, insofar as the American League pennant is concerned. National League, there's another team just south of Seattle, well, quite a way south of Seattle in Los Angeles that may have something to do. The NLCS will resume tomorrow night at Chavez Ravine, Dodger Stadium. Where the pitching has just been scary good. Yamamoto last night and the night before, Snell was just unhittable. I mean, just unbelievable. So we look forward to that, the baseball stuff. But what I mean by weeding and paring down, we could shorten the NFL field. The postseason field, and we could do it a third of the way through the season. So contenders and pretenders on a midweek program, a Wednesday into a Thursday is where I'll go. We'll do a lot on college football. We'll sweep the bottom of the hour, maybe a little bit. We may finish up the NFL in two segments. Who knows? And then we'll come full circle with the baseball. But, listen, I think baseball is going to take care of itself. I mean, I'd sign up right now if everything held serve and we get a Seattle-LA World Series. Wouldn't that be something? It'd be great for the Mariners who, just haven't been there. And they've got a team this year very worthy of not only the World Series, but maybe, winning the whole thing. All right? So we're coming back here. A little Lola Young into the break here. On Sports Overnight America. Don't go away.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
All right, it is pared down day and night here on SportsOver.America. I'm Marty Trell. Glad you could be on board. Dominic Jimenez as well. Got a little Dom take in here a little bit later on in the program. I always like it. It always gives us some good takes. Let me just throw this out here right now, because, you know, the coaching carousel is bizarre. We're seeing a lot of, you know, McDaniel is very likely to walk the plank in Miami. A glimmer of a hope as Tua came out today and apologized and some other stuff. But Stephen Ross, the owner there, is not unlike most owners. You know, they want to win. They want to sell seats. They want to make money. And, you know, Miami is a place they're not accustomed to being this bad. But that being said, look north in that division. There's a lot of, you know, there's some rumblings about Sean McDermott. And don't forget, he's got an offensive coordinator. You know, sometimes you hire your replacement, and Joe Brady, he is a coach lying in wait. I think he's young, like 36, and it could be interesting. It seems to me that Josh Allen's nose may be out of joint here a little bit. And, you know, when the Bills lose the way they have to the Patriots and Atlanta Falcons in successive weeks, it doesn't sit well with the owner, doesn't sit well with anybody in the organization, and certainly a quarterback of the ilk of Josh Allen. So just saying, just throwing that out there, that keep your eye on Buffalo. That would not be a shocker. Some might suggest it would be. But when I call it pare down Wednesday into a Thursday, I don't know that I ever remember a season, and I'm sure there has been a recent vintage, but a season where we're getting a real clear picture. I will start in the AFC, and you can eliminate right now, okay? Obviously, there's two obvious ones, and that's Miami, the aforementioned Dolphins, and the Jets. Just, no, they're not going anywhere. I mean, the Jets have the second toughest schedule in the National Football League. And that's going to play out. And you might as well, while we're at it, look at the coaching box there, as Aaron Glenn is already taking heat. Welcome to Woody Johnson's world, Aaron. So draw a line through the Dolphins and Jets, and you're safe. What's interesting is, if someone told you back in August, you know, hey, boy, when we turn the calendar, we go mid-October into November here in a couple of weeks, that the Pittsburgh Steelers would win that division, which I believe they will. Very easy schedule. Third softest in the National Football League. But the Bengals would lose Burrow. They're not going to the postseason. They got the third toughest schedule, and they're banged up galore. The Ravens are an unmitigated disaster. They're not getting anywhere. I mean, I think how many 1-5 teams have turned it around and gotten into the playoffs? I think there's a couple, maybe. I think I heard three, and that shocked me. We shall see. And the Browns, we know. So eliminate already. Dolphins, Jets, Ravens, Browns, and the Titans in the AFC South. Now, the AFC South is going to be interesting because I think we can all pretty much be comfortable with the idea that the 2-3 Houston Texans have obviously underachieved. And if there's a team that got off to a slow start that is very likely to turn it around, I would be safe in submitting that the Houston Texans are that team. I really do. Now, we're looking at a situation here. They're coming off, what, a bye week? They've got to go to Seattle, banged up San Francisco, Denver, Jacksonville. But the San Francisco, Denver, and Jacksonville games are all at home. So they're very likely to go into November, very much likely to go into the middle of November, because then they've got Tennessee, Buffalo, Indy, Kansas City. So it's kind of like come see, come saw. But this is going to be, I think at bare minimum, is going to be a 10-win team. But that might put them on the outside looking in. Who knows? But usually 10-6 get you in. So I'm going to keep them alive and cross out the Tennessee Titans. Now, when you get to the AFC West, it gets a little tricky because I see the Chiefs a lot like, and more so than the Houston Texans, I see the Chiefs, look, that 3-3 is a little bit deceptive. Yeah, they lost some games. You kind of left you scratching your head. But the Chargers and Broncos, and I think this might be inverted. I think the Broncos might be a team that drifts south in the standings instead of going north. Now, we'll see about the Chargers, because the Chargers and Colts is going to be very telling on Sunday out at SoFi. But I'll leave three in there, and I'm going to draw a line safely through the Raiders. The NFC gets really tricky. And we start in the East because, well, it's not that tricky because, you know, I'm not buying what the Giants aren't even selling, but what they are quasi-displaying is they might be a marketable postseason commodity, perhaps. But, I mean, that's a real stretch. So, you know, when you beat the Eagles the way they did, then you start to, well, hold on a minute. Well, maybe Jackson Dart sets the world on fire, but don't forget they lost their best receiver too. Neighbors is gone for the year. So I think we got to slow down there. So Eagles and Commanders are locks. Dallas, forget about it. But look at this NFC North, top to bottom. Green Bay at 3-1-1. Detroit 4-2. Minnesota's got the Eagles this week. And the Bears lit up the sky the other night with a Monday night win on a last second field goal. Packers, Lions, Vikings, Bears, oh my. And then you get a little intrigue in the NFC South because you got Tampa who just looks, they look so good right now. They just do. But it's a long season. And again, the assumption here, folks, is everybody stays healthy, right? But the Falcons, I mean, that's a, you know, homestanding win against Buffalo. Say what you want. They have the toughest schedule in the league. But the Falcons survived the, you know, the at the third of the way through the season, they're above 500. Carolina's intriguing, but I think we got to A, see more, and B, I don't think it's going to happen. But they're, you know, they're making great progress, and they've got a good coach in Canales. He's a good coach. We don't know if he's a great coach, but he's a good coach. And then you got the Saints. You could draw a line through them. In the NFC West, the Niners, you know, I give the Niners like a gold star because with all the injuries, with everything, what the Niners have done to go 4-2 through the first six games of the season is nothing short of phenomenal. And they're only going to get healthier, right? Well, you say that, but then the next minute you know somebody else goes down. Purdy's under one of these situations with the turf toe that, you know, I don't think you play him until you get the all clear medically. Now, they, you know, that is subjective, because if a player really wants to play, he can influence the medical people saying, you know, I feel fine. It's not that big a deal. But right now, I mean, Mac Jones has done a pretty serviceable job. And let me tell you, clear across the coast in New England, they're saying, wow, was that the Mac Jones we drafted? Yeah, that's the Mac Jones you drafted. What he's got in San Francisco, what he didn't have in New England, was A, a winning culture. B, the whole time that Mac Jones was in New England, it was Belichick out the door, Brady gone, Gronk gone, Tampa Bay Super Bowl, and New England was just scorched earth. I felt bad for Mac Jones, because you could see semblance of a very good pro quarterback, very solid. But his surrounding cast was a joke. The offensive line was teetering on just total ineptitude. And you had dysfunction from the ownership right on through the player personnel and the support staff. That was a bum deal. You know what Mac Jones gets? He gets a mulligan. His stay in New England, you could draw a big, fat magic marker line through it. Seahawks, Rams, Cardinals might be a team that comes off the ground a little bit, but we shall see. All right, so we pared it down. But there's still some more pairing to do, and we will do that on the other side. And don't forget, tomorrow, Ken Belson, New York Times, we're going to spend two segments with him. Every Sunday, or every day is a Sunday, how Jerry Jones, Robert Kraft, and Roger Goodell turned the NFL into a cultural and economic juggernaut. We'll do that tomorrow. We're coming back here. I'm Marty Terrell, and this is Sports Overnight.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399. Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the
airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
All right, talking the world of sports here. We're doing Pair Down Wednesday and do it Thursday here on Sports Byline. You know, in some years, we've taken the contenders and pretenders and recorded them, you know, written down. Just record them like in a journal and then check back. But that got frustrating because I will give you the truthful disclaimer. Some of this is easy, but the NFL, I tell you, and baseball was like this year. I mean, Detroit blew a huge lead. Cleveland came roaring back. The American League East looked like a runaway at one point with the Yankees. And then Toronto had a big lead. And then it, you know, got pared down to, what, one game? I mean, it was crazy. So the NFL, obviously, there's 17 games. It's not 162. But things can change in a nanosecond. They really can. All right, so let's get to the back to the National Football League. So, again, just to repeat, you know, easy. Cowboys, Giants, thanks, but no thanks. We're going to keep the NFC North alive through the first round of pair down, and we'll eliminate the Saints and the Panthers out of the NFC South. Boy, they're already putting the wild card standings up there right now. And right now it'd be Buffalo, Jacksonville, and Denver in the AFC. And in the NFC, it would be the Lions, Seahawks, and Rams with the Falcons just a game back. The Falcons, a whole bunch of teams. So that's kind of goofy. But, you know, we put it out there because we put it out there, right? All right, so back to the AFC. We're going to pare it down. I'm not going to be a homer. I think Buffalo is going to be the lone team out of the AFC East to get to postseason. I'm going to eliminate the Patriots based on a couple of factors. One, they just don't seem like they're the get ready for prime time players. As good and as great as May has been at quarterback, I think we got to calm down here a little bit. And this is a very volatile team that can be up one minute and down the next. They mirror, in my opinion, Mike Vrabel. Vrabel is an incendiary coach in a good way. He's a great motivator. And I think you'll see that on display when they go into Nashville on Sunday, and I think they'll obliterate the Titans. You know, I mean, Vrabel, he was a coach of the year down there. Now, he had some bad years, and his dismissal was understandable. I don't know if it was warranted, but you could see it. And, you know, sometimes there's just a division in the direction that the coach wants to go, and the owner and the GM and the football ops people have other ideas. And Vrabel doesn't strike me as the guy that wants to be essentially outvoted by football people, because I think Vrabel would humbly submit to the cast. Look, I played this league. I played in this league. I was around the best of the best. And, either you're going to let me do my job, but if I'm going to have to deal with all these extraneous inputs from people that I don't really think are in a position to do so. So it's the old, you know, they just had differences. So that's the bottom line. So I digress. Buffalo, the one team out of the East. So I'm going to eliminate the Patriots with confidence. And then it just opens wide open because there's only one team. Bengals aren't coming off the mat. Ravens aren't coming off the mat. And the Browns are god-awful. So you got one team. You got Buffalo in the East and one team out of the North with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And then the South and the West, I mean, you'd have Colts, Jags, Texans. And then you've got Chargers. I am going to draw a line through Denver. I don't do it with confidence. The schedule is not difficult. It's in the lower quadrant of the league in terms of strength of schedule. And oh, by the way, you hear me reference the strength of schedule. It's a great indicator for the most part. and then Kansas City. So let's see if that formula works in terms of the wild card. So we would have division. We would have, let me get the wild card here. Hold on. So the divisional winners would be, sorry, my computer keeps going nuts. We'd have the Colts, AFC South, Steelers, AFC North, Chargers, Patriots. So I draw a line through, so I'm going to put the Bills as the winner there, and then I'm going to elevate definitely Kansas City, not to the divisional. I don't think they'll win the West. I think the Chargers will, but it'll be a head-bobbing finish between them, and then I'm going to elevate the Texans. So NFC South, NFC West, Broncos out. AFC South, rather, I said NFC. AFC South, Jaguars, and Bills I elevate to divisional winner. That's how I see it today, October 15th going into October 16th. All right, let's get to the NFC. First go-around, I've got the Eagles, Commanders with confidence. You know, I'm tempted. Maybe there's a bounce. You know, Daniels hasn't been healthy. Could the Eagles be the lone team out of the NFC East? For sure. Could Dallas somehow find a way? Sure. Will they? Is it likely? No. And the Giants, I already told you. The Giants are going to be fun to watch. It's an interesting story, but they're a horse that isn't ready to run yet. That's how I see the Giants, and I think I'm right about that. But I'm not saying you ignore them, because they're going to be fun to watch. And if this rookie quarterback keeps going and Cam Scataboo keeps doing what he's doing, the Giants could be a, you know, PIA for a lot of teams, a pain in the you-know-what. All right, Green Bay, of course, Detroit, Minnesota, Chicago. I mean, I got to pass the buck here for a moment. Where do you go with this? If you had to eliminate one, you got to do it based on history with what? The Bears? Sure. But the Vikings, I mean, I could see the air coming out of the balloon there. I really could see the Bears elevate. That division is, I'm telling you, it's going to provide the most drama. I mean, you could stand on your head and read those standings upside down and put the Bears up there followed by the Vikings, Lions, and Packers, and you wouldn't get laughed out of the place. And then, you know, what we've got, obviously, in the NFC South is the Buccaneers. And I love the Baker Mayfield story. Why wouldn't you? Falcons, we shall see. Eliminate the Panthers and Saints, we already did. And then the 49ers, you know, I don't want to draw a line through them, but I'm tempted. But let's see what Purdy's like, if he can get anywhere close to 100%. They lose a great defender in Warren. Kittle, we got to see how he comes back. We just have to see. We have to see the Niners as close to, you know, being the Niners than they are right now. And yet you say that, and then you look up, and they're 4-2. Seahawks, Rams, Cardinals. So let's go to the wild card in the NFC, divisional winners. Tampa, I agree with. I will begrudgingly go with Green Bay. In the West, I'm going to go Rams. I will drop the Niners down into the third wild card spot. Eagles will win the division, and the Lions and Seahawks will round it out. So look who I've eliminated: the Falcons, the Vikings, the Bears, Panthers, and Commanders. That's where we are right now with our little pare down Wednesday into a Thursday of the National Football League. Lots going to happen between now and the end of the regular season. I think the final couple weeks will be no different than any other year. What's interesting is the teams that aren't even going to get a sniff: Cincinnati, Baltimore. And I think when the curtain falls on the regular season, we'll look back and say, you know, New England coulda, shoulda, woulda. You know, Cincinnati coulda, shoulda, woulda, but Burrow went down. I hope I'm not saying it about the Niners, but they were injury plagued. You know, maybe Atlanta jumps up. Maybe, you know, listen, Buffalo's not a lock, and I think we have to really ratchet up our attention to what's going on in Buffalo, because, you know, the old cliche where there's smoke, there's fire. And right now McDermott's starting to feel it. They've underachieved. That loss to the Patriots was bad enough, but then they get blown out in Atlanta. And that's just not going to sit well. So while I'm at it and we have time, let me look at the Buffalo schedule here coming up. That's always a good way to, okay, so they lose to the Pats, they lose to Atlanta. The bye week, bye weeks are dangerous. When a coach is catching heat, I'll tell you what, bye weeks are dangerous because coaches and GMs get a chance to huddle, got a lot of time. There's not a game to plan for, so to speak. I mean, they are getting ready for the following week at Carolina. But that's a dangerous spot because you know who they have the following week after Carolina? Here comes Kansas City. So you go down to Carolina after a bye week, there's no way they'll get caught looking ahead. They can't, because if they were to lose that game, McDermott won't see Kansas City unless he watches on television. Then they stay in the division on November 9th at Miami, Tampa, at Houston, at Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, at New England, Cleveland, Philly, Jets. Not the most difficult. It's a 12-win team right now. That's how they are. A 12-win team. That's going to win that division. Patriots are not winning 12. They're not winning 12. So Patriot fans, calm down. I will say this. I do think the Patriots, again, are very mercurial, like the coach Vrabel. I think there'll be some hot stretches like we're seeing right now. And then there's going to be some confounding games and stretches where you go, this team, what's going on with this team? I think that's what the Patriots are. Now, if those good stretches are longer and they put together, you know, winning 5 out of 6 or something like that, then I'll revisit my opinion. But for the time being, I won't do that. All right, we'll come back. We got one long segment to go. We'll revisit the baseball. We'll see if Dom can chime in. I want to know if he thinks we're going to see a 6 or 7 game series in the AL or the NLCS. Coming right back here on Sports Overnight America.
Remember when they used to ask, what do you want to be when you grow up? At Bank of America, we ask every day, what would you like the power to do? When you work here, you help build businesses, inspire communities, and forge legacies. And now we've raised our U.S. minimum wage to $25 an hour. So the opportunity to do more also comes with competitive pay. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/25. Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American.
America we need right now.
America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
All right, talking the world of sports, having a good time here across the country and around the globe on Sports Byline. Thank you, Dominic Jimenez. He'll be with us tomorrow, and I want to, again, tell you, Kent Belson, I keep calling this guy Kent Belson. It's Ken Belson of the New York Times has penned a beautiful book, Every Day is Sunday, How Jerry Jones, Robert Kraft, and Roger Goodell Turned the National Football League into a cultural and economic juggernaut. And if I'm not mistaken, I think maybe Tittle might have him too coming up. And I love the Tittle show. I do. Funny guy. Oh, he was on already. Good. Good to hear, Dom. Dom, jump on with me here. Hi. How you doing, Dom?
I'm doing well. By yourself, Marty?
I'm doing great, buddy. Was Belson good, in your opinion? Did you listen intently?
I didn't listen intently, but I know that it didn't go poorly, and Tittle mentioned him again after at the end of the show, so I think it went well.
Very good. Tittle's a good guy. I love that show, and I'm a daily listener. Most days, I should say. All right, Dom, I got to get a little baseball take out of you here. What do you think here? Are you shocked that we've got two series at 2-0 and home field has meant nada? It's been absolutely nothing. Let's start in the American League. Huge spot tonight. What do you think? Seattle, Toronto. Is the series going to go six or do you think five? What do you think?
I think it goes six. I think they'll split in Seattle. And then they'll, I don't know which game will be won again, but I think that one ends in six. And as much as it pains me, I think the Dodgers win in five.
I'm embarrassed to ask this. Is it 2-3-2 or 2-2-1-1-1? I don't even know.
I believe it's 2-3-2.
So if it's 2-3-2, they're down. So Toronto's down two. So you think? So you think if it goes six, they would obviously clinch. Would I get that right? Yeah, they would clinch in Seattle, so they won't be flying back to Toronto. And you think the Dodgers, what'd you say, in five?
Yeah, Dodgers are going to win in five.
Yeah.
As much as it pains me. And if they does go six, they would actually clinch in Toronto. Toronto? Because they have the best record?
Oh, that's right. Right? That's right. My bad. My bad. You're right. All right, so let me ask you this question. Have you ever seen anything like we saw out of Snell and Yamamoto? I mean, Yamamoto, as much as Blake Snell, and we saw that a few years back when he was with Toronto, Tampa, excuse me. But Yamamoto was unbelievable. I mean, he is unbelievable. And this is a guy that didn't he miss all of last year or the majority of last year with obviously arm surgery?
I want to say maybe, yes. I'm not 100% sure on that. But to answer your other question, when you asked, have I ever seen it? Yeah, I did. 2010, World Series. Madison Bumgarner and Tim Lincecum did the exact same thing. So
that's right.
Yes, I actually
right.
have seen it before.
Unbelievable. So you got the Dodgers winning. Now, let me ask you this before I get a pick out of you. How do you think a Dodgers-Seattle series will go over nationally? I think it'll go over better than most people think. I really do. I think it'll be a World Series that people will get into. What do you think?
I don't know. I don't know what where I'm at is super biased against the Dodgers. So I don't know what the feeling is for the rest of America regarding the Dodgers. Are they sick of them because the Dodgers are always winning? Or are they loving it because like, oh yeah, man, they're so good. Oh, the Shohei guy. I don't know how. I would assume it's the former, where they're kind of tired of the same team always being there and they'd like some new blood. But I think the Mariners may not be a sexy team for ratings, but they've got some fun players, and I think people would be interested in seeing the Mariners because of all the Cal Raleigh dialogue we've had all season where he might win the MVP, He's a fat guy. He's got a funny nickname because he's fat and he has a big butt. Josh Naylor, another fat guy. Like, people like the the weird things. I'm no slim chicken over here. Let's get this straight. But that's one of the cool things about baseball is you've got Julio Rodriguez built like just an absolute athlete. Shohei Ohtani built like a basketball player at like 6'4", 220 pounds. Like, he could play shooting guard for the Lakers or the Clippers. And then you've got the Cal Raleigh and Josh Naylors of the world who probably pushing 250 and look like on the surface shouldn't be athletes, but they're great at what they do. So I think the Mariners would be a fun team that would get people's interest, but I don't know how people feel about the Dodgers. Although people will watch the Dodgers because of Shohei. And by the way, Yamamoto pitched 18 games last year.
18. Okay. So that's more than I thought. But here's what I think, Dom. I really do. I think Seattle is a breath of fresh air. I really do. And I think you're right about Raleigh. You know, they do. They have some fat guys. I mean, I like that. But here's the other thing. It has been a long while. It's been 24 years since they even had a sniff. And for them to get into the World Series against the Dodgers, and I think it's just a breath of fresh air because, yes, there's some of that Dodger fatigue, but I don't know that because of the East Coast not seeing them as much as maybe you would really like. Even diehard fans sometimes struggle with, you know, 10 o'clock Eastern time starts. I'm sorry, that's late for people. They're not staying up weeknights till 11 o'clock or 1 o'clock in the morning to watch Shohei, no matter how good he is. I just think it's fascinating because you got Guggenheimer, the owner, you got the Magic Johnson, you got all these well-heeled owners. And you got the big, obviously the conglomerate Dodgers, and then you've got Seattle, which is it's still a big market, but at the same time, it's been a weird sports town. They lost the Sonics, the Kraken are new. They had a baseball team. They became the Seattle Pilots became the Milwaukee Brewers. It's just been an oddball thing for that team. I don't know. It's kind of, is it David and Goliath? Maybe. I'm not going to get carried away here. All I'm going to say is, to me, it's a newfangled fall classic, and I'm all in. I'm all in. And I would love to see the Mariners win a world championship. Do you think they can do it?
I think they really can. I don't see why not. We've talked about it just this week alone. The Mariners have pitching. They've got hitting. They've got a decent bullpen. And in a potentially 7-game series, you can see some of these starting pitchers maybe try to pull a Madison Bumgarner and give them a few innings out of the pen just to kind of extend the length of the bullpen once you get into clinching scenarios. I think they can win it. If they play the Dodgers, do I think it's a giant uphill climb? Absolutely, because you look at the Dodgers lineup. I know this is pretty much true of most MLB teams, but you look at the Dodgers lineup, any single guy in that lineup can hit a deep home run off you. Now, and I'm not talking about just, he's a professional baseball player, he might be able to hit a home run. No, I mean has legitimate power, legitimate pop. The Dodgers are doing what they're doing, and Shohei Ohtani is not playing like Shohei Ohtani right now. They're getting by on the backs of Max Muncy, who's been hurt for most of the year, but leads the franchise in all-time home runs in the postseason now. Teoscar Hernandez, holy cow, what a pickup that was a couple years ago. Tommy Edman is getting it done. We're not hearing the usual suspects where Mookie Betts is playing amazing, Freddie Freeman's carrying the team, Shohei Ohtani's got 5 home runs in the series. We're not hearing the usual names. It's the other guys who are doing a great job.
Interesting. All right, let's go to the National Football League, and I want to focus specifically on San Francisco. What are you hearing? To me, the Purdy thing is very confounding, and they might have, and I'm not going to call it a quarterbacking controversy, but do they have the luxury right now of taking their time with Purdy? Because this turf toe thing can just drag on and on and on. You can get better, and then you take a wrong step or you get hit, and boom, right back into it. So Mac Jones playing at a very, very high level, I say. Do the Niners have a luxury, and do you think they will survive the wave of injuries at key spots? I mean, quarterbacks, receivers, linebackers, stud defenders, blah, blah, blah. Give me a take on the Niners quarterbacking situation and the overall state of the team here a third of the way through. Let me hear.
So, no, I don't think they have the luxury to rush because you started to see the old Mac Jones this past weekend. And when I say the old Mac Jones, that's not a good thing. That's mm-hmm. the guy who, you know, tries to be a gunslinger when he doesn't need to be. He doesn't necessarily have the physical tools to be a gunslinger. And also Mac Jones, all the talk is about Brock Purdy being hurt. Mac Jones is beat to hell, too. He's just in a slightly less injured position to keep playing. So mm-hmm. I don't think that they have the luxury of time on their side. I've been on this show. I've been on other shows on the network. I'm not the biggest Brock Purdy guy, but he is better than Mac Jones. And Mac mm-hmm. Jones, as a backup quarterback, is able to do what you need your backup quarterback to be able to do. If my starter gets hurt, can you go in, keep us competitive in a couple games, even if we lose, maybe even win a couple games? That's exactly what Mac Jones has done. But anything longer than 4 or 5 games, there is a reason. Now, yes, there are anomalies that can happen, but there's a reason he's a backup quarterback, and it's just because he's not built to be a long-term starter. So the more you have to rely on Mac Jones, the more New England, after his rookie year, of course, his rookie year, he was actually not bad. Post-rookie year Mac Jones, you're going to see Jacksonville's Mac Jones. You're going to see those ugly tendencies pop up, and it's going to be not pretty. And I think the Niners for the playoffs, I think they can hang around in the wild card. I don't know if they're going to make the playoffs, though.
Interesting. Let me take it a step further. How do you see that division? I'm picking the Rams. I just think they'll ultimately do it. Seattle is, I think, a legitimate team. I don't think there's any question about it. I think the road win at Jacksonville told us a lot about that team. Where do you go right now with the NFC West, just in terms top to bottom in that division?
I think Seattle's the best team in the division. Again, it pains me to say it, but they have a better team than the Rams do. Especially with Puka Nacua hurt, he didn't practice Wednesday. Mm-hmm. He's probably going to miss. He's got an ankle sprain. He's going to miss at least one game. And for whatever reason, I'm sure the reason there is because he's an incredibly great receiver. But when Puka Nacua is out, their offense seems to not be able to run. And I understand having your best player, a top 5 wide receiver in the league, out is a huge deal. But for all other facets of the offense to seemingly shut down and forget how to play football is very concerning. And given his history, Matthew Stafford, I can't play the injury game, but what if? He's one good shot to the kidneys away from re-injuring that back.
100%.
His health is tenuous and a little bit too tenuous for my liking. Do I trust Sam Darnold in Seattle? No, but they have a great running game, and I think Seattle's defense is for real. So I'll go Seattle, Rams, Niners, Cardinals.
Okay, but two playoff teams, you think, you're putting the Niners on the outside looking in with me, but you think Seattle and L.A. will both make the postseason, is that right?
I believe so, and I think the Niners will be in the conversation.
Yep, and here's what I say, and good job, Dom, I appreciate it. Here's what I say, too. Any idea that Matthew Stafford is a lock to stay off the IR this year is crazy, because not only has he had the back problems, he's had arm problems on the throwing arm. One good hit, and he's on the shelf. Make no mistake. And if you don't think it can happen, just ask the 49ers, because it can. All right, great job. We'll come back. We'll give you some closing thoughts. We'll give you a 2-minute drill. We have no timeouts left either, so we absolutely have to put the ball in the end zone, because a field goal is going to leave us a point short. We're 4 down with 2 minutes to go and no TOs. We're coming back here. It's Sports Overnight America. We're coming right back.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. the COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News & World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
All right, we're going to go no huddle here for 2 minutes. We have no timeouts. We're down four, and we're pinned back at our 10-yard line. You know, my first play here would be we desperately need – we need one of these ALCS or the NLCS to go, you know, six or seven. But we might get sweeps. I'm telling you, I think Seattle is going to really pin the Blue Jays and clip their wings tonight. I just do. I really do. Take number two here, or play number two, is like I told you about New England, folks. You know, we have a nice base of listenership there out east. I love the Patriots hiring of Vrabel. You know, people say, well, you know, what was Kraft thinking, you know, when he hired Gerard Mayo? He's dumb like a fox. There's not a coach in the world that wanted the Patriots job after Belichick. Whether it was Belichick or Brady, or the, of course it was the combination of both. You don't want to follow in those footsteps. You have to have that transitional coach, sacrificial lamb, and Gerard Mayo. You know, and I'm not saying they wouldn't have retained Mayo. They would have, but guess what? He was way in over his head. Way, I mean, there were players rolling their eyes at his first meeting. I mean, he was kind of a nerdy coach. He was way in over his head. He had no head coaching experience. He was a great linebacker coach, an assistant coach, but they knew, they're not stupid. Nobody wanted that job. You weren't going to get a big name to take that job. No way. Now, when you get the guy who's in there for a year and, you know, Belichick becomes, you know, the nutty professor, you know, leaves his girlfriend, 24-year-old girlfriend, takes the North Carolina job, which made no sense. Made no sense. All right, we came up short. We turned it over on downs. We didn't have enough time left. Only got two takes in. Dominic Comendez, you have a great night. Adios here on Sports Overnight America.